It's Holy
Blog Talk Radio.
alcoholic and can continue on drinking 40, 45.
got to be some kind of way that this man lived that way for as long as he did. Everybody had to be covering for him.
Right, but he had a group of people, you know, got paid a lot of money that was tiger lovers, and, you know, that's how it's done. It's done in families. You know, the children, you know, they take care of their mothers and their fathers that come home drunk. The stories I hear, you know, my dad never made it off the lawn. I had to bring him in, bring him upstairs. You know, mom fell asleep on the couch with a cigarette burning. You know, these children grow up very quick, and they enable, and that's how they live their lives. You know?
And part of what happens is either you become an alcoholic yourself or an addict yourself, or worse yet, you become an adult child of an alcoholic where you have all of the symptoms and all of the, you know, same, you know, behaviors that an alcoholic would have without using.
Yes, exactly. You know, you're in that trap. You're trapped in as a prisoner yourself. You know, you got the anger going, you got the resentment, you got the feeling blame and victimized. So that's your trap. And, you know, may not have the drug or the alcohol as a relief, but you're right there. You're right there.
So that being said, what we want to do is, of course, go to our next break. And when we come back, we're going to finish up with the first hour of the Holistic Lifestyles radio show. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. We'll be back with Brian, the resident therapist. He'll be back with us. And, of course, we're going to be kicking it more. And we'll be shooting a couple of nine. And, you know, and we got the three putter out. We're ready to go. Or the three iron.
The putter flutter.
So you had a putter and a three iron. We're ready to go. We'll be back right after this message.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive In Adventures, we use quality equipment and carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting ocean, call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive guide. Call Dive In Adventures today. 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Dive In Adventures today. 561-290-0303. InTheRooms.com is the number one free online social network for the global recovery community. InTheRooms.com is a safe and secure place to find old friends and make new ones. Featuring online chat and blogs, you can create your own group, listen to speakers, read a daily meditation, catch up on recovery news, and much, much more. At InTheRooms.com, you get connected, stay connected, and connect with others in the recovery community around the world. InTheRooms.com, where social media and recovery merge. www.intheroom.com. That's InTheRooms.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising Made Simple with the Multimedia Advertising Approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lubbers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Welcome back, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and of course, we're here with Brian Chaplin, our resident therapist, and of course, Brian and myself have been kicking it around tonight about addiction, and we've gone from everything from people dealing with Oxycontin addiction at youngsters to the aging, and everything in between. We've been all over the fairway tonight.
We sure have, John, and we are kicking it around, let me tell you. But, you know, it's a serious topic, and I know we got to have a little fun. You know, seeing you here now and laughing about this is a beautiful thing because, you know, it's only because of your recovery that you're able to sit here and laugh about it.
Well, I think it's Rule 62. Don't take yourself so seriously, you know what I mean? You got to take your recovery seriously. But, you know, where I've come out of, or where any addict comes out of, because I'm no different than anybody else. You know, the bottom line is that there's guys out there with worse stories than mine that have made it back from the gates of hell one day at a time with the help of people around them and the 12-step approach and therapy and doing a holistic approach. I mean, there's all types of mind, body, and spirit approaches that I can do. But again, for me, the best solution that works for me on a daily basis is combined with the 12-step approach.
Yes. Well, you know, again, the model I use is called the biological, psychological, social, and spiritual. So you have to take care of all four. And the spiritual is a big part, and we talked about this in a show or two ago, about the hope, the belief that you do the right thing, you know, and good will come for you. You know, that you have to believe, and you have to believe that that God and your family just wants the best of you. And is there for you.
There are the belief that tough love is the way to deal with addicts. And I believe that if you're a first-time person, and this is my belief system, if you're a first-time person that has never been exposed to any of the 12-step approaches or to recovery as a whole, I think that there's really that type of person does not need to be dealt with in a tough love situation.
Right, that tough love, that really scared me when that came out, and that was very popular. I mean, you know, that's sort of like a knee-jerk reaction because that's what you would think would help. But yes, you do have to be firm. You do have to come up with a plan. You do have to not enable, not be that codependent. But that tough love, boy, that was a formula for disaster for some people.
Well, and I think that when you're telling somebody, listen, you know, we're not going to, you know, you need to make a decision and there's places you can go and, you know, they've never been there, they've never done it, you know. I think there's a big difference between somebody that's had four or five chances to get recovery that continues wanting to go into a rehab and wanting to go into the process. And even at that point, it really has to, I think it comes down to the individual, but you know, I know for myself, what was one more treatment center going to do for me?
Right.
You know, it was choosing in. I was either going to choose in or I was going to choose out. And I have to do that on a daily basis. Am I choosing in today? I mean, and people say, well, you know, didn't you choose in a long time? Yeah, I chose in, but I still have to understand that I have a daily reprieve based on my spiritual condition. And I'm an arm's length away from a drink or a drug if I'm not doing the things spiritually that I need to do or physically or mentally that I need to do on a daily basis.
That's right. And you always got to keep reminding yourself of that and have like a routine, which you're describing. You do on a daily basis the same thing to keep yourself clean.
Well, you know, Chris D's going to be in here in a minute. And Chris D's, you know, his whole philosophy is all about that. You know, it's repetitive. It's about you continue doing those things that you were taught on a daily basis, and you're going to grow. You're going to grow. And every day, I mean, listen, we're either going to grow or we're going to go. And that's what I was told.
That repetition, I mean, we see that. We do that with our children. You know, we want them to brush their teeth every morning. They go to school. There's a reason why they do the same thing every day. And that's how we learn. That's how the brain actually is wired.
And if you don't, you'll be taking your teeth out like Uncle Johnny.
We don't want to do that.
You know, we have the opportunity every Sunday night to be able to sit and chat with Brian Chaplin. Brian brings a wealth of knowledge, 30 years of experience to the airwaves of dealing with addicts and alcoholics and family members and people that are just suffering from emotional and spiritual and mental health issues. And,
right.
And Brian is able to bring into this equation the understanding from a professional's point of view of what's going on, because I'm no professional. By no means, I'm no professional. I might, a little bit professionally insane, but overall, you bring that professional understanding to what the concept of addiction is
right.
all about.
Yeah. Well, thank you, John, and you bring a lot, too. And, what I'll say about the work I do, sometimes people aren't ready for the treatment facility. Mm. Some people aren't ready for the 12-step. They don't want to go to a group. They don't want to hear anything about higher power, God, all that junk and stuff. So that's where I come in, and I do work with a number of people. That's all they could really handle. Mm. But it's a first step. And that's what I do. I do teach them the recovery. I do talk about the spirituality, and I give them a good introduction, and hopefully lead them into more.
And to bring that a step further, I think that at the onset of before you get exposed to those things, and you have to kind of be brought along to it. At the same time, it stops being an issue once you understand it.
Right.
It stops being a hassle. It stops being, all of the junk and all of that stuff. And you start to get that first spiritual experience behind it, and you have that eye opener, that itty bitty miracle, the IBM I call it, that opens up your eyes.
Right, exactly. And all I ask people is to have a desire. I'm not going to lecture them. I'm not going to tell them what to do. I'm going to tell them what works and what's out there, and I let them make the decision.
Do you ever get to a point with a client where you have to say, hey, listen, this isn't working, and I have to let you go?
No, I don't do that because, things I let things happen organically. I'm going to be there. I have to take each individual separately. Some people are just going to fight it all the way, and that's why I'm here, and that's why they come to me to try to keep them on the same track. Things have a way of either working, and not all the time they do. But it's not going to be me saying, this isn't working out. You'll have to go elsewhere. It's not what I'm about.
Good concept, like that. If there's breath, there's hope.
Right.
Absolutely. It's Sunday night, and it's all about addiction recovery, and you're listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. My name is John Hollis, and if you need help, please don't hesitate. Give a call to 877-799-8773, and I don't care if you're a person that is in need of help or you're a family member in need of help for somebody else, or you just want to talk. 877-799-8773. And we will do whatever we can to help you. If you happen to be in the Gray Bar Motel tonight, and any one of them, and that if you don't know what that is, that means institution, jail, or prison, and you're listening to this show and you need help, well, I'm going to give you a phone number. This phone number is a phone number that you can call collect. If you're going to call this phone number collect for anything other than help, like commissary or a three-way, it's not the number to call. 954-946-4313. I spent a lot of time on the rack because I smoked too much crack. I've been there. I understand if you need help and you need a place to go when you're being released, or if you want to have an evaluation that you can talk to the courts about, give us a call. 954-946-4313. And we'll be able to get somebody there to help you get evaluated and see if you're appropriate for a treatment program. And, of course, we are going to go out now, and we're at the top of the second hour. And stay tuned for the second hour of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. We want to thank our sponsors for the first hour, Robert Gluck, Lakeview Health Group, also Brian Chaplin, and Dive In Adventures and In The Rooms. And we want to thank the sponsors for making this first hour possible. And, of course, our sponsor, Chris D. from the First Steps Sober House, is going to be in here in a minute. We'll be back right after this message.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Are you tired of being spiritually bankrupt? Do you want a new life? Lakeview Health Systems, a premier drug, alcohol, and dual diagnosis treatment center, offers a Christian track called A New Life. As a faith-based addiction treatment component for Christians, A New Life at Lakeview offers pastoral counseling, Bible study, prayer, and church attendance while providing a state-of-the-art clinical addiction recovery program. A New Life at Lakeview is accredited by the Joint Commission of Hospital Organizations, reflecting the high standard of care that all patients receive. Do you want a new life? Go online to www.drugrehabforchristians.com or call 800-419-0859. Again, that number is 800-419-0859. Call now to end your spiritual bankruptcy. 800-419-0859 or online at drugrehabforchristians.com. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. 7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Welcome back, and of course, the Holistic Lifestyles radio show is all about addiction recovery on Sunday nights from 9 to 11, and we're going to be hanging out with Chris D. from the First Step Sober House, and the First Step Sober House is from Pompano Beach, been around for many, many years, and of course, don't go with any invitations. There's only one First Step Sober House, and that is of Pompano Beach.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. So you heard the... I heard the conversation between me and Brian and the pill mills and the young kids getting involved and people starting out at ages that are just amazing. It was like, you know, unheard of back in the day. Most people got started, you know, 16, 17, 18. There's kids out there getting high at 8, 9, 10 years old now.
Well, that's because the drugstore is right upstairs in mom's bathroom. You know? Mm-hmm. That's a shame.
And it's here we have, in I see it in South Florida, that we have an epidemic, and the epidemic is followed by if a lot of the drug programs don't really deal with adolescents, they only deal with adults.
Well, it's their hands are tied.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. It's a, you know, we still have that. I don't know if you want to call it a philosophy or at least the legal realm. That the minors are dealt in a certain way, and of course the adults are dealt in a complete different theater. And you know, unfortunately, they're crossing the line at such a young age. And you know, I heard you talk about actually the legal prescription, and that is just such a gray area here in Florida.
Well, yeah, and again, I mean, people are coming from all over the country to come to Florida to buy, you know, because the pain clinics are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody can walk in off the street and say, hey, listen, I got an MRI report here, and, you know, I got a bulging disc. Can you help me out? I'm down here on vacation, and doctors are just writing scripts.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. They even have trucks outside, you know, like walk-ins welcome. I mean, it's,
yeah,
you know, amazing.
Yeah. Well, here's the bad news with all of this, that we're watching in groves across the country our children die. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are turning a blind eye to the fact that it starts right in our own medicine cabinet. It starts by the dentist that gives you the Vicodin that you might only have three in the medicine cabinet, but little Johnny brings them to school and he eats them with two of his friends, and the next thing you know, they experience that warm, fuzzy feeling from that opiate, and they want more, so they start searching everybody else's cabinets. And the next thing you know, you have a lot of kids that, you know, are not maturing. If they are going through the process, let's look at, and I see this, and I'm sure everybody else sees it, when you have a kid that gets turned on at an early age like that, 8, 9, 10, 12, 15 years old, what happens is now they start hanging out with seedier people. They start, you know, doing seedier things. And the next thing you know, they're jammed up legally. And, you know, they have no problem, you know, locking the person up and charging them as an adult. But when they were going through the issues and the parents were trying to get them help, the court system wasn't there, and the league, you know, the society was saying, well, they're, you know, your children and their children, and we're not going to deal with them in that way. They're not adults. You know, we can't. You know, there's no real programs for them.
Well, you know, there are a couple adolescent programs that are, you know, at least I can speak for in the Broward County area.
Sure.
They're jam full,
mm-hmm.
And the problem is legislation. You know, and I'm not an attorney. I'm certainly not a lobbyist, and I know that just working in the courthouse, and I go by a couple of divisions that are that deal with the juveniles, and they're slam full.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes, you know, that ranges from substance use of some form to criminal activity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and unfortunately, the legal system does not view that as a bigger problem as the adult system. And believe me, they got their hands full. You know, there's no doubt about it. And I, you know, sooner or later they're going to start through just, you know, exhaustion or pain of some form. They're going to start to make some changes. And it's true. I mean, I can't imagine how devastating it must be for a mother and father to get a phone call that little Johnny just got arrested for trafficking in oxycodone.
Mm-hmm.
Trafficking is having, you know, 4 or 5 pills in a baggie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's six oxycontins considered trafficking.
And now they have a $300,000 bond or some ridiculous number that's so far on the other side of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking at minimum mandatory times. And are they juvenile? Yeah, well, they might be charged as an adult because of the potential nature of the drug.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I see the courts all the time, and they're getting younger and younger. And, you know, when we first got off the ground back in 95, it, you know, you had the old school junkie and the old school alcoholic in there, and there were some younger people that were coming in. But, you know, today I could probably tell you that close to half the clients at First Step alone, and I'm sure people that are involved in other programs see it too. I mean, they're 22 and younger.
And it brings it back to the fact that, let's think about it, the age group of my mom and dad's age, which they're in their 70s, and then you start looking at the people that grew up in the 60s that are now, you know, the top end of that are now like 65 into their 70s, and that age group, you know, put their head in the sand with their kids. You know, well, we went through it, they're going through a phase, it's going to be okay, they'll come out the other end, and the phase ends up in the grave. You know, that phase ends up years and years and years of abuse, not only to themselves but everybody around them. And the next thing you know, the denial factor is run so deep through our country that there's even an issue. Well, not my kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can tell you, it might sound ironic, but I'm grateful that I grew up in, you know, the 70s and the 80s because, you know, we had the four food groups to choose from, if you want to look at it that way. The alcohol group, the cocaine group, the marijuana group, and, you know,
the
LSD group.
Yeah, the opiate group was always,
you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, and those other harder things were, like, so taboo that people did that. Those were the real drug addicts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't have a needle hanging out of my arm.
Right.
I'm okay.
Or the guy, you know, smoking angel dust or something like that. It was like, oh, man,
yeah.
He smokes angel dust. Stay away from him.
Yeah.
But, you know, thanks to modern chemistry and hydroponics, you know, it's stronger and better. And I can remember at the very end of my, you know, of my using that my wife at the time, no, my ex, that's a whole other program, like your
literal
said, yeah, would have bought me a pound of that because it kept me right in my armchair, you know, eating Reese's and watching Scooby-Doo, you know, and but it's just, it's amazing that there's such a variety of now more potent, more potentially hazardous illegal drugs out there, and it starts legally.
Mm.
You know, I mean, I deal with clients all the time, and I see them come in, and, you know, they can't take narcotics of any form because of the danger it poses not only to themselves but to other people in a, you know, recovering community. You got a guy in there that's got a, you know, a prescription for some form of a narcotic painkiller, and, you know, he might respect that prescription, taking one every 4 to 6 hours if needed. But it's the guy sleeping next to him who realizes he's got a bottle of oxys and goes, oh, my God, you're going to work when? You know,
absolutely.
Okay, I'm going shopping, bro. You know?
Well, and here, look at what you just said. It's that mentality that, as an addict, I had the mentality ever since I was, you know, as far back as I can remember, if one every 4 hours is going to be good, then six every 1 hour is going to be better.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's what, you know, I don't get what my mind's looking for by following a prescription because it will keep me functional.
Mm-hmm.
All my, you know, P's and Q's are there, and I don't feel the pain, you know, from maybe surgery or some dental work or something like that. And but, see, that's not that euphoric feeling that my mind's telling me I need. So if I add a couple more,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of a sudden, pow, you know, there you go. Yeah, that's what you're looking for, Chris.
Absolutely.
You know, and next thing I know, the 30 that were in that pill, that bottle, or 13 are left, and it's still day one. You know.
Mm-hmm. And this is like an ongoing thing. I see a lot of people, especially watch in rooms, the 12-step rooms, and what happens is somebody gets injured, and they're 12 or 15 or 20 years sober, and the next thing you know, they're at the doctor, and the doctor writes them that first script, and they say, you know something, if I do it as it's prescribed, everything's going to be okay. And the next thing you know, they're coming back, picking up a white chip, and it's unfortunate. You know, I really respect the guys that have that type of situation, and what they do is they, you know, even at 12, 15, 18, 20 years sober, they'll take their bottle of medicine, and they will let somebody know and say, here, listen, I need help with this. Help me out with this. May it be their wife, may it be their significant other. You know, you give them to me, and then at this point, we're going to make a decision at this time. After so many days, we're going to cut it off, and I'm done. And that's the kind of the type of person that, you know, I get a lot of respect for. When you're saying that.
I'll tell you what, I do, and but I have a solution to that, and it's called Motrin.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
800s. I had surgery a month ago. And you took quite pleasure in letting all the airways know about it. You know, my own pain in the ass. So.
Hey, listen, but, I didn't ask you if you brought your donut in tonight.
Yeah, right.
You want a donut with that coffee?
There's nothing but love here in this radio station right now.
But there's nothing like seeing Chris D in the gown opened up in the back. While he's pushing his little what was it?
The gurney with the IV drip on
the
it.
The IV drip on it.
Pop.
As he was walking down the hallway saying, I got to smoke a cigarette.
You know, it was like over the river through the woods. I went down the hallway to the elevator, down the elevator, all the way out of the hospital, went through cobblestones trying to hold the thing from tipping over. Got out there, lit up, and it started raining. You know? That was a message.
That's going to any length.
Yeah,
baby.
Going to any length. Exactly. And you know, how many messages did G.O.D. send me to stop using? And here I am out there damning the torpedoes and looking up at them like, okay.
And I'm glad everything worked out in the end for you. So, you know, that being said, you got done that surgery and you were, you know, you of course you had to take pain medicine when you were in there, but when you got through that process, you got out, you started with Motrin. And, you know, the bottom line is you use it for a couple of days and you're done.
Yep.
See, that, you know, there's, again, that understanding in my own mind. You know, Lori will tell me sometimes, my wife, she'll say, you know, well, if your back's bothering, why don't you take an Excedrin, or why don't you take an ibuprofen? And I won't take it. I'd rather just deal with it, because just that process of taking the pill and throwing it in my mouth, even though it's an ibuprofen, I just don't want to go there.
Activates the senses.
Correct.
You know?
Correct. Recall and all of that.
Right, and I'm very grateful that was in my bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mine was smoking crack and winding up on the rack.
His bag was little bags.
Little bags.
Little bags with
baking soda.
What's that? Little bags with Batman on it. Remember Batman?
Batman.
We're 79th Street crew.
Oh,
we won't get into that right now. And I'm sure if you're listening from 79th Street tonight, and you're under the bridge, and the only thing that you have left is a radio, and you happen to be listening to this show, and you need help, 877-799-8773. You can call. We'll try to get you into a place, and we'll try to get you what you need, and we will do a 100% effort on that. Again, that's 877-799-8773. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
Suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bionutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
I never had an issue with drugs. I loved them. They were always there for me. Drugs were my best friends. As a kid, when I had trouble in school or issues with my parents, drugs were there for me. When I got older, drugs helped me deal with my job and get through my marriage. Drugs even helped me deal with my 2-year-old's broken bones from the car accident that I caused. Funny, all those years putting my nose to a mirror and I never bothered to really look at myself. But I finally did. After drugs helped me lose nearly everything in my life, I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatments to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Now I'm getting back on my feet, and I even get to see my daughter again. How can you ever really thank someone for that?
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll-free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change. InTheRooms.com is the number one free online social network for the global recovery community. InTheRooms.com is a safe and secure place to find old friends and make new ones, featuring online chat and blogs. You can create your own group, listen to speakers, read a daily meditation, catch up on recovery news, and much, much more. At InTheRooms.com, you get connected, stay connected, and connect with others in the recovery community around the world. InTheRooms.com, where social media and recovery merge. www.intheroom.com. That's InTheRooms.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers, toll-free, 877 877- 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lubbers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Standing at the crossroads, trying to read the signs to tell me which way I should.
Welcome back. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, where compulsive blogging is my day.
We're not switching addictions, are we?
I don't start blogging at 8 o'clock in the morning and go until 1:30. Actually, I'm not thinking about getting off the air. Look at my wife looking at me. I'm not thinking about getting off the air and uploading videos to YouTube for Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I'm not thinking about any of that right now, Chris. We're here now. I'm not thinking about what's going to happen at 11:30 when I go home to check the rankings of our website. None of that stuff's going through my mind right now.
Mm. What is going through your mind? Let's talk about it,
John. the rankings. what blogs do I have to put up? I got 10 of them sitting and waiting, and you know how the deal is.
It's like that ketchup commercial, you know, anticipation.
Hey, listen, I'm having a lot of fun with it. This, I get to today because I'm sober and clean. I get to hang out and do good things and send out good messages and send out good vibes. And hey, listen, in the end, by the way, if you're listening, we are the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And today we were on Jill Dane's show at 3 o'clock this afternoon from 3 to 4 with Jill Dane. She's on every Sunday. She's a psychic. She has, 750. Actually, Jill's pretty cool, man. She's a good lady. She has 750 different marriages that she has predicted that they were going to get married, and they actually ended up married. And and she comes out of a long line of psychics, Mickey Dane, the psychic to the stars for years back in the 60s, and Gene Dixon, and that family was all kind of hung out together. And she had me on her show today, and I got to tell you, it was pretty intense because when she brought me on in regards to addiction. And, she didn't get into the psychic end of it. She wanted to talk about the addiction end of it. And what turned out to be what was supposed to be 10 minutes turned out to, what, Franz, 45 minutes or 50 minutes. And, just talking about the issues. And the issue, one of the major issues that we were talking about was youngsters and addiction. Mm. And, she has a big heart for it. She sees it happening all the time, people calling her with particular situations with addiction. And she definitely is hardcore when it comes to wanting to get people help. I love it.
Yet another reason why people can stand on their soapbox of not wanting to bring kids into the world, and it's just, you can take it that stream. And mm-hmm. I was talking to some parents that were very well-to-do, and they can't understand why that their child is. They've loved them so much, and they'll do anything for them, continue to give them heartache. And I told them to, they're not accepting the fact that it can happen to them,
mm-hmm.
They're looking at it as, well, it's those people that are on the other side of the tracks, and they don't realize this disease does not care about anything. So
it's,
I told them,
discriminate.
I said, you need to see the movie Traffic. One of the most powerful movies I've ever seen. And there's a few good ones out there, too. Mm-hmm. But, this really gets into the idea of the it doesn't matter who you are and what walk of life you come from. And, of course, it was focused on the higher echelon of life as far as, people and their net worth and their kids, how they were willing to go to the worst areas to do these things,
mm-hmm.
And, of course, they're in their little private school outfits and doing that. But, I see it weigh so much.
Well, here's the A&E intervention. They did a 3-hour special. And if you go to A&E Network and you click under intervention, you can see a three-hour documentary on a neighborhood up in Massachusetts, you know, right near your favorite football team.
Foxborough, baby.
And actually it was that area and South Boston and all of that. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about how this community is just under siege. And there was so many, I think it was, there was like something like 32 deaths in a year, and they started to track the deaths. And over a certain amount of time, they started to realize that kids that were still in high school between the ages of 16 and 25, that age group, they were dying left and right up there from opiate addiction. And they started to call it the RX generation. And then as they started to find out all that information, and I you know, tell anybody that's listening, wants to find out more information, go to A&E Network, click on Intervention, and watch this three-hour show. Because in my opinion, if you're a person that has young kids, you need to see this. Because if you're seeing behavioral signs, if the red flags are up, and your own denial says, well, maybe he's okay. Well, you know, his grades just crashed. He's sleeping all day. He's rubbing his nose. He's itching. You know, maybe he's just tired and he has a rash is not the excuse you want to start thinking to yourself. Denial can show up, and you got to know what those red signs, those red flags are, so that way you can see the signs and take action. I mean, if you don't take action – and you just hope and pray that things will, you know, he'll grow out of it. You know, next thing you know, you got a 45-year-old man or lady, and if they've made it to that age and they haven't died, you got one hell of a problem on your hands.
Oh, absolutely. But you know, it comes down to the, you know, the spectators, the, you know, the mother, the father, the family members, those that care so much about that individual who's going through all that. That's where they really are at. They're spectators. And, you know, they can put them in the best places or the worst places, wherever they may put them. You know, but it's up to that person, okay, to want that, to make the change for themselves. And, you know, the problem I see, if I look back at my own, you know, youth and coming up through the pike, and I was bulletproof. You know,
that's on my T-shirt and everything's going to
exactly.
Be okay.
Exactly. I mean, I'm young. My hormones are raging. I mean, you know, life is just beginning for me. I want to burst out. And, you know, are you telling me I got a problem? Are you kidding me?
Tiger said. Okay.
Are you kidding me? And so it is such a difficult age to try to convince a person that at a young age that they need to be celibate now from the party life for ad infinitum, for the rest of their lives. Are you kidding?
And the devastation in their own naive point of view, because they don't see what adults see. They don't see the tremendous effects that it has on people and the death that's going on until it's too late, until they're caught up in it. And once they're caught up in it, now, you know, it's a horrible situation.
70-some years ago, there was a book written, that big blue book, okay?
Yes.
And in there...
The granddaddy of the 12-step
yes.
process.
Yeah, yes. That's the, you know, there was that, and before that was the Bible,
mm-hmm.
you know. But in there there's a few lines, and it talks about, I mean, and associate that with the younger person. Here they are, 21, they're in college, raving, okay, and definitely there's a problem in place because, like you said, everything's falling off. Their life is going into tatters. They're young. However, they're still sitting there in that place of being restless, irritable, and discontent because they have a resentment for themselves, you know, for the most part, but for others because they see others do that yeehaw party life with the biggest word, impunity.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not willing to realize or accept or work toward the idea that that's not their life anymore because they've crossed that imaginary line where they've gone from being social to maybe hard to now the addict or alcoholic. And, you know, how can you tell that to a person? They're angry. They can't figure out why. Everybody else is, you know, having a great time. they're trying to do the same thing to keep up with the masses, and they're face down in a gutter somewhere, causing problems at that social event. They don't even make it to a social event because they'd rather be crushing pills up and snorting them or shooting them in their dorm. And next thing you know, they're failing out of college, or they're, you know, here they're still in high school, okay, and they're not going to school anymore because they're crossing the tracks, that the proverbial, you know, railroad tracks that goes to the other side of whatever that represents, but that's where the fun's at now for them. You know, here's mainstream, you know, over here is where the action's at. Let me just lay down with a rubber tourniquet around my arm, you know, and that to me is the excitement. But they see that as excitement, but what they don't realize is that's actually a psychosis now that tells them they have to. And that was the twofold nature of this disease, and that's the mental obsession and the physical allergy. Okay, their mind tells them it's okay to use, okay, you know.
And it even goes a step further than that because they're getting it out of the medicine cabinet. They're getting that first experience right from the medicine cabinet in their house. Now they're going to a point where they can no longer find it in the medicine cabinet at the house. Now they got to find somebody that's going to sell it. Now, an OxyContin 80 is going to cost you, you know, $90. It's the way it is. Or 40. I know 40 at one point was like $60 or $70. So I don't know what it is now, but I know one thing's for sure. How many 15, 16, 17-year-olds are going to be able to have a habit of four of them a day or five of them a day at $90 a piece? So what's the next thing that takes place? They're going to the street to pick up their bag of heroin out of Overtown or wherever else they're going to pick it up at because it's the same high and it's cheaper to buy three or four bags at $10 a piece than it is to buy four OxyContin. So they go from that clean pharmaceutical to now being in the street dealing with everything that you can imagine and every seediest, you know, individual like I used to be. Hey, listen, if I seen somebody coming that didn't look like they knew what they were doing, I definitely seen a fish on the line. You
were an
opportunist. Absolutely. Absolutely. And who and here's the reality. The reality is that if you're an addict of the variety of that we were and an alcoholic of the variety of we were, you're an opportunist too.
Oh, absolutely.
And you can tell me you're not all day long, but the reality is that you're talking to me.
Right.
You know,
we step on other people's toes and they retaliated, and this is where the resentment whole process kicks in. You know, here it is, my mind telling me it's okay. I put it in me. My body proves that I can't because I'm, you know, all these consequences are happening, whether, you know, in the sin.
Hence, that's where the beginning starts because all of those consequences is everybody else's fault.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, if it wasn't my mom, if it wasn't my dad, if it wasn't my dog, if it wasn't my cat, if it wasn't this person, it wasn't that person, it wasn't my, you know, if it wasn't my first grade teacher, you know, all of these things, and every time I get in a jackpot, it's always, you know, hey, listen, you know, the cop just, you know, had a bad attitude, you know. I just went through a family member getting arrested, and the person was telling me after the fact about how this cop was just the rudest cop in the world. And my question was, were you drinking? Well, you know, I had a couple of beers, by the way, but that's besides the point. This person was rude. No. Listen, I know your behaviors when you're drinking. So when your behaviors are like mine when I was drinking, and you step up in front of a cop, of course a cop is not going to have the best disposition with you.
And you're lucky you didn't get tasered.
Correct. So the bottom line
look at
is,
you, buddy.
and the reality is that I blamed everybody my whole life. Any situation that arose, I didn't take responsibility for.
Oh, no. That was the beauty of my disease. I got to play the victim. I got to be the victim. And because I was the victim, I could retaliate against everybody, or I could show them, you know, and act out and go out. And, you know, that's the beauty of the process, because once we agree on some you know, affirmative action measures, like the first three steps, and we agree that there's a problem in place, we agree that our best thinking actions, behaviors got us right here, you know, and then we make a decision to move on and make the change in our life, and we become accountable.
accountability for our own addiction is the beginning and the first step, and that's what Chris was talking about. And then we have to become accountable for our actions and things that might have taken place in our life. You know, I love when I hear, you know, well, I wasn't responsible for that because I was using, you know, something that might not have been responsible for the situation, but I am definitely accountable for my actions. Am I responsible for my actions? So I have to clean up the wreckage of my past. But before I can get to that point, I have to make a decision to choose into this thing. And the only way I can choose in is to really understand that, hey, listen, the problem begins and ends with me. It's nobody else. My issues are the ones that got me here. Mom didn't get me here. Dad didn't get me here. The ex-wife didn't get me here. Nobody else got me here. The priest didn't get me here. Nobody else got me here. I got me here. And the bottom line is now what am I willing to do to get from where I'm at, which is hopeless, helpless, and at best out of my mind, to somebody that is a reputable person in society again? Well, I have to go through a process, and that process for me was surrendering and saying, you know something, I cannot do this alone. I cannot get out of the situation with the same brain that got me into it.
Oh, no.
So I have to have somebody else's help. And through that process of having somebody else that's been there help me get through that process, I started to experience each one of those 12 steps, that the ability for me to be able to now, you know, transmit that is because of my own personal experiences. And now I get to give that away. Why? Because I owe a debt. I owe a debt to the 12-step process that gave it to me. I owe a debt to God, and I owe a debt to society because I took and took and took my whole life.
You still owe a debt to society, buddy.
The whole rest of my life,
absolutely.
One day at a time. And that's the reality of it. And I see people come in to the 12-step process, and I was one of them. I was one of them. And I'll speak for myself only. I came in, I got mine, and I got gone. And when I got gone, I was usually drunk because it was all about me. Selfishness and self-centeredness, that is the root of our cause. And if we are not dealing with the 100 forms of self-delusion, self-denial, anger and resentments and all of the things that come with it that really come out of my desire to get whatever I got to get to take care of my needs and the hell with everybody else, that mentality kept me drunk for many, many years. And it wasn't until I was willing to say, okay, you know, I surrender, hands up in the air, and as you say, instead of having them out in front, you know, life started to change, you know. Mad, glad, or sad, we don't get to use today no matter what. If you're in recovery tonight and you're listening to the show, I'm glad you're listening because you know something. We're here to be able to carry a message of hope, and I hope that every day that you're that, you know, maybe that person that somebody has been watching and they've been seeing you do the same, you know, the right thing for 90 days or 6 months, and they're finally saying to themselves, you know something, wow, I want to find out what that person's doing because I have a problem too. You might be the only big blue book somebody sees, you know, and how you're carrying your message and how you're going through life is going to show up in your actions. How are you helping others and what are you doing with your life? We're going to go to our next break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up with Chris. We're going to talk about the First Step Sober House and a couple of things that are going on over the holidays. And I understand that the Brothers Keepers are going to be doing something on Christmas Day. Is that correct?
I believe so.
All right, so we'll talk about that a little bit. And then, of course, we're going to split out of here, and we're going to go over what the schedule is coming up so people are aware. We'll be back right after this message.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors aren't able to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bio-nutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877. 1-800-273-8477 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
I was raised to be a lady, but ladies don't start drinking every day at lunch. They don't sleep through appointments. Ladies don't forget to pick up their children. They don't slur inappropriate things at dinner parties. And ladies don't ruin their daughter's wedding. Alcoholics do that, and I'm an alcoholic. But alcohol wasn't content with just having me die of shame. It wanted to finish the job. At the thought of that, something inside me said, no. It was then that I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatment to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Hanley Center gave me back the real me, a lady, a sober, wiser lady.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or a psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll-free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change. InTheRooms.com is the number one free online social network for the global recovery community. InTheRooms.com is a safe and secure place to find old friends and make new ones, featuring online chat and blogs. You can create your own group, listen to speakers, read a daily meditation, catch up on recovery news, and much, much more. At InTheRooms.com, you get connected, stay connected, and connect with others in the recovery community around the world. InTheRooms.com, where social media and recovery merge. www.intheroom.com. That's InTheRooms.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads.
Advertising Made Simple with the Multimedia Advertising Approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lubbers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
All right, welcome back to the show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And, of course, we are here live from WNN 1470 out of Boca Raton, Florida. And if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio or you're listening on any of the social networks, we want to welcome you back to the show. We've been going since 9 o'clock. We had Brian Schaffelin, our resident therapist, and we're going on the 11 o'clock bewitching hour. And we've had Chris Dion from the First Step Sober House since 10 o'clock, and I just want to go over some of the things that are going to take place over the holidays, so that way I know that everybody gets mad at me when I start saying, hey, listen, you know, this week is the holiday, because, you know, we might want to rebroadcast this show. But guess what? That's not my concern. The thing is that we got coming up this coming week, of course, is going to be this coming Friday is the 25th of December, and we're going to be having Christmas coming up, and I wanted to let some people know that there are 12-step places out there that you can contact, 12-step programs that you can contact, that if you're on shaky ground, they usually have meetings 24 hours a day. They call them alkathons and they call them narcathons and things like that. So you can check that out and you can go to any of the 12-step. All you have to do is put in 12-step philosophy into Google, and a bunch of them come out, and you just pick the one that fits you. The other thing is that during this time period, it is a tough time period because you're going to be around family, you're going to be around friends, you're going to be around people that might be, you know, using. You know, maybe Uncle John goes to the bathroom every once in a while and comes out, you know, with the sniffles. You know, these are triggers. These could be triggers for you. You know, stay tight. Keep your phone numbers. Keep your network close. If you don't feel comfortable going, don't go. These are the things that was told to me at the very beginning, and I followed those things. You know what I mean? If I didn't feel comfortable in a situation, I didn't put myself in that situation. But here's the good news. If I'm working a program, I start to feel comfortable. If I'm not working a program, that's usually when I feel uncomfortable with that stuff. So I have to work my program. I have to get through the steps and go into a process of, you know, hey, listen, you know, I'm the one with the problem, not them. And once I get to that point, it usually, you know, I can tell you that today I can go just about anywhere. Family, socials, I'm not talking about going into clubs and stuff because I just don't do that. What's the sense of going there? I didn't go there when I was using.
People watching me.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen. So if you're in that situation, you know, stay close. Get a group, get a sponsor, do all those things, and, you know, get hooked up in the 12-step process. And you'll, you know, beyond your wildest dreams, things will begin to happen for you. And, you know, you'll recoil from it like a hot flame at one point of your life. It'll just happen. And you won't even have to work, you know, you won't have to wish it or hope it to happen. If you do the work, it will just happen. It'll just happen for you one day. Chris, we want to thank you, as always, for being in here. And, again, this coming week, we're going to have, tomorrow is nutrition recovery. We're going to have nutrition and wellness. It's going to be from 2 to 3. We're going to have Christine Gosselin on tomorrow between 2 and 3 from the Holistic Healing Center. And because it's nutrition and wellness, and she is the Holistic Healing Center is out of North Miami Beach, and Christine is, hey, let me tell you something, this lady has a lot of information in regards to holistic approaches and holistic modalities, and we're going to be talking to her tomorrow. On Tuesday, we got the, of course, Spirituality with Rashid, and he combines metaphysical with holistic approaches, and it's a really cool show if you get a chance to check it out. And then on Wednesday, we have the vegan approach, and, of course, the vegan approach is something that I have been working on. Of course, I'm waiting for a case of steaks to show up in the mail right now.
Nice.
So
So I'm still working on that, but it's a great show, and they carry a great message for if you are a person that's into raw foods and into the vegan lifestyle. It's a great show to listen to. They carry a great message. We've had Green Wave Cafe, Brian Clements from the Hippocrates Center, and Fourth Generation Market, and these are different people that have been on the show. Robin Weinstein, a bunch of different people have been on the show and talked about vegan issues. Thursday is the Holistic Lifestyles Open Forum. If you haven't really heard the Open Forum, it's a really cool show. We have everybody from Ken Seeley from A&E Intervention has been on it, John Dybin. We just had on the Hanleys, or the Clapton Crossroads Center from Antigua, Kim Martin. Was on. We spoke with them. What a great day that was. We've had Julian Whitaker from the Whitaker Institute, all types of different people from, you know, it could be a yoga specialist to a Reiki specialist to an addiction process to the Open Forum's a great show to listen to. Friday is addiction, or not addiction, it's relationship issues. And Dawn Massler, the Broken Picker Fixer's in. Yeah, baby. And she talks about having a broken picker, how we tend to pick the same people that over and over again and create the same havoc in our lives. Go figure.
Why is that?
Because we don't change.
We can fix them.
That's correct. I'm going to fix him. I like him. I love John Hollis. I'm going to fix him. That's how I got my first two ex-wives.
That she just left you alone.
Yeah, shit, that's why I'm still with her 17 years later. She said, listen, you know something? Yeah, you want to do that? Go ahead.
I'll be right here.
So, in the meantime, Saturday is from 4 to 6, and we do a show that is Third Eye Live, which is it's like The View. And we talk about metaphysical, and we talk about holistic approaches, and we talk about current events, and we talk about everything that deals with issues from, we just got done over the weekend, they were speaking about the ozone and talking about how all of those things are taking place in our life. So, you know, and how we need to have some responsibility in the things that we're doing. With our energy resources and things of that nature. So, of course, that's from 4 to 5. And then from 5 to 6, we have a great spiritual hour where we have Rashid back in from the Griffin's Loft, and we talk with Rashid, and we have a great show. And, of course, then Sunday nights, we kick it real. All about the Holistic Lifestyles radio show, all about recovery. And we want to thank all of our sponsors. This coming week, you're going to be hearing pre-recorded shows this coming Sunday night. So a week from tonight, you will hear a pre-recorded show. We want to wish everybody a safe, healthy, happy, Merry Christmas. And, of course, we will talk to you after the new year. Be safe. And if you're going to tune in for the rest of the shows through the week, we'll be talking to you then. We will not be doing a live show on Christmas Day. But, again, you know, tune in through the rest of the week. Friday we'll be doing the live show. And, Chris, we want to thank you for being here.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Amazing. We want to thank our sponsors, the second hour, First Step Sober House, Hanley Center, Holistic Center, the Holistic Healing Center, Atlantic Shores Hospital, and In the Rooms. Thanks, guys, for making this possible.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bio-nutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years
and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
I was you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. I started out in junior high with beer and kicked into high gear in college. Booze, acid, speed, coke, you name it. When I'd hear an ad like this, I'd joke, sounds good to me. Yeah, I was you. When my wife left me, I laughed it off. When my friends wouldn't return my calls, that was cool. When work told me I was done there if I didn't get right, I went home and got loaded. One night, I decided there were two ways I could go with my life. I could end it, or I could change it. I thought long and hard about that one. I went to Hanley Center right after that.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatment to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
I was you. Today, I'm glad I'm me.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll-free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
Are you tired of being spiritually bankrupt? Do you want a new life? Lakeview Health Systems, a premier drug, alcohol, and dual diagnosis treatment center, offers a
Sunday night, and it's all about recovery. And of course, it is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. AM. You could be listening on blogtalkradio.com. You could be listening on our website at holisticlifestylesradio.com or maybe Twitter podcast. Either way, wherever you're listening, we want to work. Sunday night, and it's all about recovery. And of course, it is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I'm John Hollis. I'm the host this evening, and we'll be hanging out for the next 3 hours, and we'll be talking recovery. And of course, the first part of the show tonight is going to be on addiction for eating. So if you have a problem with eating addiction, we're going to have a couple of guests tonight. Of course, our resident therapist, Brian, is in with us tonight, and he's going to be speaking in regards to eating addiction. And we're going to be speaking with a fine lady. Her name is Joanna Payton, and she's in with us in the studio. She has 15 years of dealing with addiction and eating addiction, and that was her primary. And we're going to talk to her about that and how that all unfolded for her. And most importantly, if you're listening tonight, you are listening on WNN 1470 AM. You could be listening on blogtalkradio.com. You could be listening on our website at holisticlifestylesradio.com or maybe Twitter podcast. Either way, wherever you're listening, we want to welcome you to the show. And, of course, when you are a part of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, we are here to be able to bring you all types of lifestyles, alternative lifestyles, and those lifestyles can be anything from addiction lifestyles to eating to vegan to just about every aspect of alternative approaches. We, of course, have been doing this now since February, and we enjoy what we do here. Of course, we got Danny Lubers behind the glass. We got Franz behind the glass. Monday around here, it starts out tomorrow. Every day from Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. Monday is Nutrition Monday. Tuesday is Spirituality. Wednesday is Vegan Principles. Thursday is Holistic Lifestyles Open Forum. And Friday is Whole Relationships with Christy or several other people that we're bringing in from time to time that actually want to help people with their broken pickers, as Dawn, the broken picker fixer, says. Time to fix that picker. So, of course, we're here on Saturdays from 4 to 6, and that's always a good show. And, of course, Dr. J's in with us. And if you want to figure out if it's the Dr. J to play the basketball, you have to tune in to find that one out. Maybe not, maybe is. But Dr. J is on from 4 to 6 on Saturdays, and, of course, it's a great show. And feel free to check that one out. Most importantly, if you are listening tonight and you have an addiction problem, I want you to understand that I've been there, done that, played that harp for a long time, and ended up under a bridge at the very end. And the bottom line is you don't have to go to the lengths that I went. Maybe you're not that bad. Maybe you're an addict. Maybe you're an alcoholic. Maybe you're living on Park Place. Maybe you just woke up this morning and you don't want to live like this anymore. Either way, it doesn't matter where you came from, Park Place or Park Bench, you have a choice. And the choice is that you can make a phone call to make the, of course, circle and the continuous abuse on your body and your mind and your spirit cease tonight. You can make a phone call to 877-799-8773. And, of course, if you check out our phone call center, you'll be able to speak with any of the counselors that are there on staff. They'll be able to get you to wherever you need to go. And, of course, that might be detox. It might be, maybe you have a dual diagnosis, whatever it may be. We're there to help. Give a call, 877-799-8773. In the meantime, of course, Holistic Lifestyles Radio is also a streamline to the website, and there's a bunch of stuff on the website that I want you to check out. We have Green Wave Cafe that's in with us now. They come in on Wednesdays, and Green Wave Cafe has a great, great message of alternative ways of eating and green way of eating. And I want you to check that out. You can go to holisticlifestylesradio.com. And, of course, we're going to go to our first break. And when we come back from this break, we're going to have Joanna Payton, and we're also going to have our resident therapist, Brian, sitting in a chair, and we're all going to talk. We'll be back right after this message.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success the all-natural, holistic way.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll-free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change. Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic... You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit, and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
All right, welcome back. And, of course, it is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and this is John Hollis, and the host for tonight. And, of course, we want to thank our sponsors tonight. That would be Atlantic Shores Hospital, First Step Sober House, and Palm Partners, and, of course, G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. And you can check out drugrehabcenter.com for G&G, palmpartners.com for Palm Partners. And, of course, First Step Sober House, you can check them out at First Step Sober House. .net, and also Atlantic Shores Hospital, which is a dual diagnosis center that deals with not just addiction and people that have a secondary, mental health issues. They deal with strictly mental health, too. So you can give them a look up at AtlanticShoresHospital.com and find out more about their facility and their background and the 100-plus people that work for them. So they are the sponsors for this first hour tonight. And, of course, we want to thank our sponsors for making this all possible. Now, of course, we are sitting in the studio tonight with a couple of people that, of course, some of the listeners know. Brian is our resident therapist. And Brian, you want to give a little bit of your information and let them know who you are and what you do?
Yes. Hi, John. It's great to be here, and I really feel blessed and grateful to have a chance to give back to people. You know, well, my name is Brian Shafflin. I have my office is in Boca Raton on Powerline and Camino Real, and my phone number is 561-843-0152.
Let me give that number again.
That's 561-843-0152.
And, of course, Brian, again, is the resident therapist here on the flight deck up here at WNN 1470 AM, because some Sunday nights up here, it is like flight deck. Of course, look who's behind the mic, and that definitely indicates that there could be some crazy people around. Wouldn't you, Graham?
Yes, John. Well, you know, we're going to take care of everybody that comes in here. You know, we're a very open group here, like a real family. So just bring them in, and we'll make sure we'll take good care of you.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, yes.
We have a fine young lady that I have known probably at least 12 years, maybe 13. And Joanna Payton is her name, and she is been clean and sober for 15 years. Is that correct, Joanna?
That's correct.
And she is with Lakeview Health Systems in Jacksonville, Florida. She's a health educator, and the folks that are reading Blog Talk Radio blogs right now, if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, you're going to see a full article that Joanna wrote, and I got off of a website today and put up, so you should be reading that article on food addiction. And if not, then what you can do is go to, of course, holisticlifestylesradio.com after the show, and you can read the full blog that Joanne had written. And, of course, she has a great deal of information, because she started out with her primary addiction, which was food. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what's just to ask you a few questions, when, you know, somebody talks about, you know, like a food addiction, is the food addiction the same as any other addiction?
For me, I would have to say yes. It started when I was 5 years old, and it became like an alcoholic or a drug addict. I would have to steal money to get food in order to be able to eat the way that I needed to eat to feed my food addiction.
And did you find that over time that you were going through the same things, where you were hiding? Were you doing things like similar to what addicts and alcoholics would do, or drug addicts and alcoholics would do?
Absolutely. My father was very big on you're only supposed to eat certain amounts of food at a mealtime, and I was always eat more. Mm-hmm. Or I would be the one clearing the table, and I would take off the extra scraps and so forth. So it became obvious that I had a problem. My family was very aware of it, and they would make comments every time I opened my mouth. So I would steal money so I could go eat by myself somewhere else, or I would eat in my room by myself and put the food underneath the bed. Very much like what we do as a drug addict and alcoholic while we're using, is we go to any lengths to get our needs met, and I progressed into.
Did you, and here's a question that maybe Brian can help me with. Do you find that people that have food addiction as a primary, when they cease the addiction with the food, a lot of them change seats on the Titanic and maybe start doing other things, even though they're not doing that because they're maybe not working a program, a 12-step program, and they end up going into other things like maybe alcoholism or drug addiction,
well,
or sex or whatever?
Yes, John, exactly. You know, again, it's food is the problem, but it's also the solution that people have come about. Like alcohol is the solution. We try to, in therapy, try to give them new and healthy solutions than either the food, the drug, or the alcohol. However, food, we need to eat food. So it's a little more complicated, and what Joanne is describing, that she had an early start of like very negative input around food, and basically describing a very out-of-control family kind of environment that uses food as a way of controlling. So, yes, to answer your question, it leads into other addictions, because that's been the solution for the problem of depression, the problem of anxiety, the problem of loneliness, low self-esteem. Again, we have to take care of the whole person, not just the food or the alcohol.
Do you find that when you were dealing with the early stages of your addiction, when you were still in the family unit, that you played the blame game and the denial factors, all of those things were still in place with the food addiction?
Absolutely, but I also grew up in a very abusive, alcoholic, dysfunctional home is the definition of dysfunction, which every household probably incurs. But, you know, there was other things going on, and I was the scapegoat, so the focus on the food made the food worse, like the cycle continued, and I would go to fat camps, you know, how we go to drug and alcohol rehabs for our teenagers. Mm-hmm. I would spend my summers at, like, a Weight Watchers camp for 2.5 months.
When you talk about scapegoat in the family unit, what do you mean?
Well, because I was the obvious thing out of whack, there was something wrong with our pretty picture because of my size. That was a major thorn in my father's side because we had the perfect house, the perfect wife, husband, and then we had one child that was not normal.
So we're talking the Cleaver household?
Oh, from the outside in, yes.
Okay. Have you ever dealt with those Cleaver households?
Well, exactly where this, what Joanne is describing is this sort of the toxic family. You know, that the expression of feelings, you know, is not really allowed. There is usually an abuse going on, whether emotional, psychological, in some cases even sexual. So there's all this trauma, all this pain, anguish, and shame going on, and it's not being dealt with in any kind of a healthy way. So the food sort of becomes the only thing the person can control. It's something that they can be in charge of, you know, whether they put it in their mouth or they don't put it in their mouth. So, again, you know, it's the problem, but it's not really the right solution.
Do you feel that when you started to deal with the abuse, when you started to say, okay, you know, something, I want to do something different here, did you beat yourself up through that process? It had to be like a turmoil because, as Brian said at the very beginning of this, you have to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, was there a part that started to happen where you said, you know something, I want to change. I want to have change take place in my life. But then, you know, we can kind of like, you know, start to say, well, you know, I need to eat. You know, you start to excuse it and you start to, you know, use... Even though you're trying to do something different, what was some of the things that took place in your life?
Well, I tried, like we talk about in alcoholism and drug addiction, I tried every imaginable remedy. I used to eat food and then take Epicat, so whatever I ate, I would lose.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I tried taking drugs in order to quench my appetite, but none of those methods worked. So as my disease progressed, it became food as well as getting relief from alcohol and drug addiction. I did not actually deal with my food addiction problem or the healing process until I got clean and sober, and that was 14 years ago.
So when you got clean and sober and you walked into the rooms, and you know, we talk about the 12-step process here.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really say an individual type of 12-step process, but as a 12-step process goes, when you walked in and you finally surrendered, what were some of the things that were your blocks at the very beginning?
Well, I recognized that food was my immediate comforter, but it also became the double-edged sword, and it was very harmful because my way of coping was to keep people away at arm's length by being big. The larger I got, the more people stayed away. And my top weight was 480 pounds, so I was a big girl.
Mm.
So by the time I actually decided to do something about the weight, which I ended up doing drastic measures, some would say, by having weight loss surgery, but it was the only way that I could get a handle on it while applying the 12 steps of recovery and then rebuilding my life through Alcoholics Anonymous and other 12-step programs.
Did you, at that point, well, let's go into the surgery end of it. What did you do as far as surgery is concerned?
I actually went to my primary care doctor to see about getting on Fen-Phen, which they had just come out with the rage of this thing and that it was no good.
Hmm.
And she looked at me and said, sweetie, Fen-Phen is not going to work for you. You need to lose a lot more than 50 pounds. So she told me this horrible story about this doctor who had done the surgery, and that, you know, this woman had horrible side effects, but it gave me a little bit of hope that maybe it could be different for me. So I investigated it, and all doors opened up, and I prayed about it, and again, I had a sponsor, and I used everything that I could from the 12-step programs to make that decision, and for me, it was the best decision I ever made. I lost over 328 pounds,
wow,
and I've maintained that loss for 14 years, plus had two pregnancies that were full-term, normal deliveries,
wow,
and still maintained the weight loss. So I consider it very successful, but it's a day-by-day, just like alcohol and drug addiction.
Do you, and there's a good question, because really, I mean, you got people applauding for you. See that? They're out in the parking lot. You just can't see them. But, But the good news is, and from what I'm hearing, you understand that there was a primary when you walked in the door.
Oh yeah.
You understood that, you know, this isn't just about me drinking and drugging too much. Right. There's some other problems going on here, and you were able to have an open mind enough to look at that.
Oh yeah. And I did have a lot of trauma issues of things that I just chose not to deal with, that as I continued in the progression of life, that just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger until I got into a program where I could finally handle all of it. But not alone. If I hadn't had the sponsorship and if I hadn't had those people around me, I would not have been successful.
And brings it to you, Brian, because I think what she just said is very important for you to...
Well, you know, let me just step back, because what Joanne is describing, you know, is in many ways a unique problem. Yes, it is an addiction, but because it's food, it takes special kind of understanding and treatment, and the professional world has not yet identified the eating disorder that Joanne is describing. You know, it's not listed in the manual called the DSM-4, where they list all the kinds of disorders and conditions. It's not even listed, you know, in the addiction section, you know, food. So what Joanne went through, you know, is sort of needs a special attention, and luckily she got it, because she understood the addiction part of it. And she went for help, and you know, and she's sitting here right now looking great and sounding great, so that's good to see.
And 14 years maintaining it.
Yes.
That's the important, because I think weight issues are, you know, a lot of people suffer from weight issues. Even my fat butt's sitting here. The bottom line is that, you know, I go up and down. You know, I just jumped on the scale today, and there was no coincidence I was at Publix, and I can't walk past the scale without getting on it. But, you know, I jumped on the scale, and you know, I'm like down to 223. I was at like 237. But I fluctuate between 220 and 240. And I never really tend to keep it off once I lose it. Where this is somebody that is working a program and maintaining that weight balance, which is really unheard of in a lot of cases.
Well, I'm just going to interject there, because I consider it not a diet. It's considered a choice for me, just like I choose not to drink or drug today. I choose what foods I put in my body, and I do follow a vegan diet. And I've been doing so for over 2.5 years now, and that has really made a big difference, because what we put on our bodies does make a difference on how your brain functions and how you're able to compute and communicate with other individuals.
And have you found that the places that deal with addiction, let's say like the treatment centers out there, that when a person walks in the door and they say, hey, listen, you know, I have a problem with eating also, and we're not talking about eating disorders, we're talking about food addiction. Do they tend to say, well, listen, you know, you don't have to worry about that right now. Let's get the primary addiction under control, and you know, you can lose weight later on. That's what you hear a lot of the times.
Right, exactly. Well, they need to combine it. You know, it is the food is the problem, the addiction is the problem, and to not include both in your treatment. You know, again, but when treating the food, the problem, there needs to be a more comprehensive approach. It needs to usually be some medical involvement. It needs to be a dietitian involvement. There needs to be some education and some support. And you can't have one person doing it all. So you do have to try to put together a whole treatment plan, including a variety of people, health people. And what Joanne was describing was some serious health problems complicated by her weight.
Did you find that you went through that whole process of the dietitians and all of that? Did that help? I mean, what went with? I'm sure it wasn't a silver bullet with the operation. Had to be like a big support system behind it. What was some of the support?
Well, I think a lot of a misnomer about weight loss surgery is it's a quick fix, and the reality is it may be a quick fix initially because of the surgery allows the restriction. But if you don't change your behavior in relationship to food, you will end up where you were before and then some.
Wow.
Even though the surgery is still intact. So it's important that you get into a program wherever you are that deals with the body-mind-spirit connection, because it is a whole-person approach. There is never one time where you can treat one. That's like the leg. They talk about the chair with three legs. If one goes down, they all go down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true of, you know, living a balanced lifestyle, is that you have to have nutrition as a big part of your life, exercise, doing what you need for your spirituality, as well as educating your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's not one area that you can really leave that's not going to be an end result later on that's going to cause a negative response.
And I think it's, you know, it's fair to say that the 12-step approach, as me and Brian have talked about over last couple of weeks here, is that it is mind, body, and spirit.
It works.
You know, if you're not dealing with mind, body, and spirit, then you're really cutting yourself short. you know.
Right, exactly. You know, I've been doing this for almost 30 years and trained in the what's called the biopsychosocial model. And about 3 or 4 years ago, I did incorporate the spirituality into my therapy with people. And, you know, and it's so important because it's really what I think drives the other pieces of the therapy. You have to have people feel there is hope, that if they continue doing the right thing, you know, God will send them the right message. God will be there for them. God won't do it for you, but He'll give you the strength and the hope that things will get better. So important.
Well, and as we say, you know, if you're going to move a mountain, you better show up with a shovel, and God will give you the strength and the courage to keep digging.
Right. Exactly.
When you don't want to dig no more, keep digging. Well, you know something. We're going to go to our first. Our second break here, sorry about that, and we'll be back, of course, right after that second break. And, of course, we're going to have Brian, the resident therapist, with us. Joanna Payton is going to be back. We're going to finish up on the eating addiction, and, of course, we'll go into our next hour. So we'll be back right after this message.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic.
More information, the Green Wave Cafe, a way to healthier living.
To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is...
Are you tired of being spiritually bankrupt? Do you want a new life? Lakeview Health Systems, a premier... Are you tired of being spiritually bankrupt? Do you want a new life? Lakeview Health Systems, a premier drug, alcohol, and dual diagnosis treatment center, offers a Christian track called A New Life. As a faith-based addiction treatment component for Christians, A New Life at Lakeview offers pastoral counseling. Are you tired of being spiritually bankrupt? Do you want a new life? Lakeview. Are you tired of being spiritually bankrupt? Do you want a new life? Lakeview Health Systems, a premier drug, alcohol, and dual diagnosis treatment center, offers a Christian track called A New Life. As a faith-based addiction treatment component for Christians, A New Life at Lakeview.
course, it is Sunday night, and it's all about recovery. And, of course, it is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I'm John Hollis. I'm the host this evening, and we'll be hanging out for the next 3 hours, and we'll be talking recovery. And, of course, the first part of the show tonight is going to be on addiction for eating. So if you have a problem with eating addiction, we're going to have a couple of guests tonight. Of course, our resident therapist, Brian, is in with us tonight, and he's going to be speaking in regards to eating addiction. And we're going to be...
Are you tired of being spiritually bankrupt? Do you want a new life? Lakeview Health Systems, a premier drug, alcohol, and dual diagnosis treatment center, offers a Christian track called A New Life. As a faith-based addiction treatment component for Christians, A New Life at Lakeview offers pastoral counseling, Bible study, prayer, and church attendance while providing a state-of-the-art clinical addiction recovery program. A New Life at Lakeview is accredited by the Joint Commission of Hospital Organizations, reflecting the high standard of care that all patients receive. Do you want a new life? Go online to www.drugrehabforchristians.com or call 800-419-0859. Again, that number is 800-419-0859. Call now to end your spiritual bankruptcy. 800-419-0859 or online at drugrehabforchristians.com.
Love Talk Radio.
Rain is falling through the mist of sorrow that surrounded me. The sun could never fall away. The bliss that lays around me. Let it rain. I need somebody, not just anybody.
Imagine
else.
That.
You know, I
need somebody. And how does that work? Doing tonight. This is John Hollis, and I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and you are listening to WNN 1470 AM, and of course we're streaming live on blogtalkradio.com/holistichealthtalk, and also we are live right now at the website, and it's holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can check us out there. We have a great, great evening in store for you. We got some great people here in the studio. We have a gentleman that flew in from L.A. He's going to be here at the Breakers this week and doing keynote speaking for the interventionists in town up here in Del Rey. And Ed Storti is his name. And Ed is he's been an interventionist, an interventionist specialist for going on now over 30 years. And he is the actual developer of the Storti model. And we're looking forward to, of course, having Ed on with us here in a couple of minutes. And Ed has some really incredible stories, but most importantly, he has been in direct proportion of helping 3,500 interventions. That means that he has done literally 3,500 interventions. If there's anybody that ever comes as a specialist and as an expert, it would be Ed. So we are going to talk to Ed here shortly, and after we get back from our first break, but I want to go over a few things with you that we're getting ready to do. Holistic Lifestyles Radio and WNN 1470 AM Radio announces live from the 12 Step Music Fest, November 5th through the 8th, 2009. Myself, John Hollis, and the staff of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on Saturday, November 7th, 2009, are starting a live broadcast at 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And, of course, the 12-Step Music Fest is the place that we're doing it from. We look forward to seeing you at the event and being held at the Sugarloaf Key campground. It's the KOA campground down there. We're looking forward to everybody coming down. It's about 25 miles north of Key West. The event is being billed as the Mini Woodstock. Music, fun, and fellowship. And, of course, that's 4 sober and clean days. You can check out more information at the 12stepmusicfest.com. You can also go to holisticlifestylesradio.com for more information. Also, I want to take this time tonight, of course, to thank the Hanley Center for making this broadcast possible, and also Jocko's Automotive. And also we want to thank, of course, Christy from the First Step Sober House,
and the First Steps Over House. That always makes Sunday nights possible. So, again, our sponsors for tonight, Hanley Center, Jocko's Automotive, and Christy of the First Steps Over House. We want to thank those guys. If you're listening live on WNN 1470 AM, I want to say hello to all of our listeners and all of the people in the jail situation tonight. If you are currently incarcerated and you're sitting in one of the jails, what we want to be able to do is make it available for you. If you need help and you're getting ready to be released, instead of just going back to what's the common thing to do, which is use more and go back, why don't you make a phone call? You can call 877-799-8773, and we will do everything humanly possible to get you into a structured living environment so that way you can do something different with your life instead of using again. We can also, at the same time, if you're in jail and you want to set something up before you leave, you can call 954-826-4920, and you can call that number collect, and I'll be glad to answer any questions and get you into a structured living environment. But most importantly, I want you to understand, if you're calling that number because you're looking for a three-way or maybe you need some commissary, I'm not the call you need to make. So we're here, of course, on a Sunday night, and we're live. We're hanging out, and we have Chris D in the house. We have a young lady named Kathy that's going to be on with us here in a little while. We're starting out the show, of course, again, if you're just tuning in, we're starting out with the Storty model. The Storty model is a gentleman named Ed Storty who literally put together the model that most interventions run under today. And, of course, he's an interventionist specialist that has 3,500 interventions. Also want to take this time to announce a few other things that are taking place. Coming up here over the next couple of weeks, we will be putting online the October issue of the Holistic Lifestyle magazine. It is a zine magazine and it is a turn page technology. You can go and you can read the magazine and you can hang out and check it out, and there's going to be a lot of different information in regards to addiction and holistic approaches in that magazine. There's already 20 stories already filed, ready to go, and we'll be uploading it to the website at holisticlifestylesradio.com on Friday, this coming Friday the 2nd. So if you're in the area of a computer after 5 o'clock on Friday, log on, click in, and read the zine, because it's going to be a lot of good stuff. On the cover coming issue, I'm not sure what it is, but I'm sure it's going to be good. In the meantime, what I'm going to do is go to our first break, and when we come back, we're going to spend some time with Ed Storty, and we're going to find out how 3,500 interventions took place in 30-plus years and how the outcomes were. We'll be back right after this message.
I'm free.
I never had an issue with drugs. I loved them. They were always there for me. Drugs were my best friends. As a kid, when I had trouble in school or issues with my parents, drugs were there for me. When I got older, drugs helped me deal with my job and get through my marriage. Drugs even helped me deal with my 2-year-old's broken bones from the car accident that I caused. Funny. All those years putting my nose to a mirror, and I never bothered to really look at myself. But I finally did. After drugs helped me lose nearly everything in my life, I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatments to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Now I'm getting back on my feet, and I even get to see my daughter again. How can you ever really thank someone for that?
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center at the corner of Andrews Avenue at McNabb Road, 954-783-1999. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply. Or go online to www.novolife.net, and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero-stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
And the one that mother gives you, don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
I remember being 10 feet tall a few times, and it wasn't good. It usually ended up in a bad way. Not smelling good and being under a bridge. You know, we have, of course, at Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, we have had many guests on, and, you know, one of the guests that we have on tonight is probably, in my opinion, somebody that comes with the most experience in addiction, and as far as intervention specialists than anybody we've ever interviewed before. And Ed Storty, who is the concept behind the Storty model, and has performed 3,500 interventions in over three decades. Is that correct? Over
yes.
three decades?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So you've been dealing with, like, the craziness of not just the addict, but the family members and all of the garbage that goes with us when we, you know, need somebody to come in and intervene.
Right on.
So have you found that in 3,500 interventions, that when you first started this, it had to be a labor of love for you? It wasn't like, you know, and I'm sure it still is, but back then, were you scared? Were you, what was it like that got you started?
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, thank you for having me here, John. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
You know, when you think of how I started, I mean, it was strictly from my recovery. And actually, I always like to go back and say I was a longshoreman for 10 years, carrying bananas and working still beams and wondering within myself, gee, I wonder if I could do something different, some other thing, whatever. And I was in a sociology class. I was working nights on the waterfront and a sociology class where we had one day on alcoholism. And And a woman got up, and she was nice looking, dressed beautifully, and she just got up and she said, you know, I want everyone to know that I'm a recovering alcoholic and that I attend a 12-step group, and I'm well today, and it's been 5 years. And I looked at her, and I went, oh, my God, she's beautiful. How could she say that? I mean, in front of this class. Now, this was in 1973.
Wow.
And she sat back down. I never did see her again, never knew her name. In 1975, I was crying to my wife one night saying, I think I have the same thing that this woman has. And I did go get help. And from there, I was severely injured on the waterfront where I almost severed my left leg from
wow.
an industrial accident.
Wow.
And as I went to go work in a treatment program to volunteer time, ultimately I left the waterfront, disabled out, and they took me on as a community coordinator, as one that could be able to go to the public and do pre-admissions or consultation work in the home.
Almost like a EPA.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then whatever happened, they'd say, well, come on to the home, but John doesn't know you're coming over, and if you could just talk to him. And then someone somewhere about in 76 said, well, you're an interventionist, and I said, is that an exorcist? And they said, well, it's close. And from there, I read the book I'll Quit Tomorrow by Dr. Vern Johnson, and a few words hit for me that I was experiencing, that most people suffered sincere delusion. Many would bottom to a bottom that was of insanity or neurologically impaired. And was there anything we could do through a psychic jolt to maybe raise the bottom and invite the person to a treatment center? And when I asked my supervisor, should I go get training, he said, no, you're doing good with your personality. So just do the talk, do the thing you're doing. And it just started working, and I got known as an intervention specialist. But you said something that really resonated, and that is, but I was so fearful that when they would ask me to say something to the individual, I'd be thinking, what am I doing here? Who am I to tell this person to go to treatment? And one of my first interventions was a woman that the father said to me, she will die from alcoholism. She's not going to go get help. Will you come over to the house? And I said, I don't know if I should go into the home. He said, she won't come to you. So will you at least show up? And I just showed up 8 o'clock at night on a Sunday, knocked on the door. He wasn't even there. He said, if I appear, she will absolutely go ballistic. And I said, your father asked me to come over to talk to you. She said, oh, my gosh, my father, you know, he'll think of anything. She said, come on in. And in 45 minutes, she said, I'll go. And I said, you will? I said, are you sure you want to go tonight? She goes, well, don't talk me out of it. So that was my start of my career.
And from that, you were able to build a model.
Yes, yeah.
And it looks like, you know, the model, you've also published a couple of books on this,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes.
And The Crisis Intervention, that was published in 88. And Heart to Heart, that was published in 1995 and republished again in 2001.
Yes.
And also Addiction Recovery Tools.
Yes.
And that was published in 2001. Now, the model is, this was completed over a three-year study, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, roughly 12% of all of the interventions showed that 95% of the patients go into treatment immediately
yes.
after the intervention.
Yes.
So when you walk into a house and you do the intervention, everybody has to be on board, correct?
Yes, yes.
So you have to deal with the family members. You've got to say, hey, listen, this is what we're going to do. So you're going to do like a pre-intervention before you walk through the door and just sit down with the person.
Absolutely.
Correct? Do you get a lot of information and input, or how does that work? Or you just go in blind? I mean,
yeah, no. I mean, I think when I started, we would rally up the cars in a covered wagon style, and everybody just start talking out their windows, and let's go to the place, and let's go to the condo, and we're going to walk in and present.
Blazing guns.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you get known as a gunslinger. You know, but normally there's phases to this, and the first one would be an inquiry. People often will call. And I'll field the inquiry, or I'll have someone else field it for me. And it's to get a read on doability, somewhat of an approachability. Some people want the sheriff's department. Other people want a SWAT team. Other people want, you know, people to walk in and just capture them, net them, and get them out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that I would refer to someone that has an expertise to help a family. It can lead to then an assessment. I will evaluate a case with the nucleus of a group, and that could be conference called or that is in person. And that usually is to evaluate what is going on, what is needed, what is the right treatment model, and what are the risk factors, because there's risks in intervening. It's not for everybody.
And that brings up a valid point, because you have to have a vast number of different treatment programs that you work with, because,
yes,
you know, it's not just a cookie cutter. It's,
yes,
you have to kind of find out what's going on with that individual and find out what's best shape for them out there as far as treatment is
Absolutely,
concerned.
As well as budgetary factors, pathology, neuroses, a lot of things that are going on with the individual. Will it fit for where the family wants them to go? It might not be the place to go. So, you know, I think the statistic on this is something like 1 out of 10 callers or 1 out of 12 callers, it will mature to an intervention based off the call. And yet 9 out of 10 people you intervene on will go into treatment. But people will give you reasons why it won't work for their loved one. And there's times I won't talk them out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just present, well, you might have to go through what you're going to go through. That can be certainly through financial issues or families that won't get together or camps of families that are bickering between themselves, and it isn't right to go through that intervention. And in an assessment, you can pick that apart, that they need more work, they need help for themselves.
Well, you said it. You have to, like, kind of like let it resonate and let it grow,
yes,
into the intervention.
Yes.
So you're not just going to get on the phone and say, okay, everybody, get everybody on the phone, we're going to go do an intervention.
Right. Now, I think there's people that do that,
okay,
but bottom line is, I'm, a due diligence effect would be, let me go through this in an assessment to get a read. I had a case, it was a while back, a year ago, the woman was 82 years of age. So I asked the family, well, when did you notice she needed help? And they looked at me and they said, well, when she was 41.
Right.
I said, well, she's 41, so it took 41 years to make a decision. They said, yeah, we just thought she would grow through it. She would get past it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, God, 41 years to see this go on. But families will do what families do. And sometimes families are bickering or give you reasons why absolutely it's going to erupt on you.
I'm going to ask you the question that everybody has on their mind. Do you let a person just, hey, listen, we shouldn't intervene, they have to hit a bottom, if they die, they die? What do you say to a family member that, you know, because I know you have to run into it, where somebody says, you know something, Ed, this all sounds good, but you know something, us intervening, I've been told that you got to let a drunk and a drug addict hit their bottom, and if they don't hit their bottom, they'll never get well.
Yeah.
Well, in an intervention, that's not the case.
Yes.
You're intervening, so they're not technically getting to the bottom that maybe they should, which is death, by the way.
Yes.
What do you do with somebody like that?
Well, here we are, the disease of addiction, describable, predictable, and progressive. It's not a rocket science. It's very clear, three words, very describable, very predictable, very progressive. Whether you're 12 years of age, whether you're 94, the illness is the illness. There's a lethality to it that's very powerful. Obviously, we talk about some are sicker than others, but the other would be most people with addictive disease die from it. Most do, and premature death does occur. And so people say, well, he has to want help to go get it. Well, do you really want your chemo? Do you really want your radiation? Do you want this? The essence of the disease of addiction is to stop you in the tracks, and Dr. Vern Johnson talked about this eon years ago. Most addictive people are incapable to make a healthy decision. Most are. And so we have different rock bottoms for people to go to, but yet even when they get to the rock bottom, they die. They don't make a decision. They can go into treatment. They still won't do, many times, won't do what you ask them to do, and yet there's a percent that will get well, get on with their lives, do wonderful, and they were saved. But I think the point would be, there was a family, it was years ago, and they came to me and they said, we want you to do the intervention. It was on a Wednesday, 32-year-old male, alcohol. And I said, well, I can't do it, so I'm booked, and I can prepare it Sunday, going Monday. They said, no, we want it done Friday. I said, well, then I'll refer you. They said, no, we want your model. And I said, well, I'll prepare it Sunday, go in Monday. They said, okay, we'll wait for you. And I said, he'll be fine. I mean, he's been using, and, you know, he's separated from spouse, so he should be okay. I mean, we'll catch it. And they said, okay. They paged me on a Friday, and they said, you don't have to show up. It was about 11 o'clock at night. He died. He overdosed with alcohol and cocaine. And I'll tell you, John, I never forgot that. I remember this kid's name. Never. I went to the home to give my condolences because I felt I should do it in person versus call them up. And they came out on their porch, that's as far as I could go, and they said, we could have lived with a yes or a no. Now we will never know. I never forgot that, ever. The medical illness is powerful. Intervening, you're bringing a rebirth to the individual. You'll plant a seed. Truly, short-term goals for intervening is not even they go into treatment. Short-term goals would be, one, they're available, you know, that they'll be there for the intervention.
Correct.
Two, we hope they'll sit down. And three, listen to their toxic ability. And if you plant a seed, we're patient on the norm, most people will go into treatment.
So that 1 out of 10 or 12 that say, you know something, I'm going to go.
Yes. Well, that's 9 out of 10.
Are you tired of being spiritually bankrupt? Do you want a new life? Lakeview Health Systems, a premier drug, alcohol, and dual diagnosis treatment center, offers a Christian track called A New Life as a faith-based addiction treatment component.
Blog Talk Radio.
Are you tired of being spiritually bankrupt? Do you want a new life? Lakeview Health Systems. Are you tired of being spiritually bankrupt? Do you want a new life? Lakeview Health Systems, a premier drug, alcohol, and dual diagnosis treatment center, offers a Christian. Are you tired of being spiritually bankrupt? Do you want a new life? Lakeview Health Systems, a premier drug, alcohol, and dual diagnosis treatment center, offers a Christian track called A New Life. As a faith-based addiction treatment component for Christians, A New Life at Lakeview offers pastoral counseling, Bible study, prayer and church attendance, while providing a state-of-the-art clinical addiction recovery program. A New Life at Lakeview is accredited by the Joint Commission of Hospitals.